Who's going to be talking to us about the long-standing work of the joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group, shorthand the JIG. Over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Jonathan. And it's long-standing, and we're looking at closing it. So, but I think it's I'd like to bring up before I talk a little bit about the updates there. There is one of the from the session we just have right now. Some of the work for IDN TLDs is now going on into implementation, and we're probably going to meet some of this policy and implementation issue very very soon. Anyway, so the JIG was formed a few years ago, actually in 2009, believe it or not. But so three items were identified as common or issues of common interest between CCNSO and GNSO, and they were single character IDN TLDs, IDN variant TLDs, and universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. So the group actually produced initial and final reports that were accepted by both councils for number one and number three, single character IDN TLDs and universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. For number two, because of ongoing, implementation work at the ICANN staff team, no reports were produced. However, there was one letter that was produced from the JIG, which was also adopted by the respective councils and sent forward to the board and staff. So, in general, I guess what we see right now is probably at a policy level that covers both CCNSO and GNSO. We're at a point where I think we've covered most of the issues that straddle between CC and G. So at this point, that's the reason why we are proposing to bring it to a close. Just specifically on each of them, on the single character IDN TLDs, that seems like we are going to need to part ways. There will probably still going to be follow-up work for its eventual implementation into the next round of new GTLDs, which is that was the final board that was included in the board resolution in response to the report. Also on the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs, that on a policy level, the report has already highlighted a few the very limited scope on a policy level that has implications on, and therefore also I think it needs to move beyond policy into a different discussion now. So the JIG I think it has completed its work. On the IDN variant TLD though, there is ongoing work right now, and I just want to highlight a couple of things that to the council. One of which, as I mentioned, there was a letter produced to the council, which was adopted and sent over to the board, on the formation of what is called the label generation panels and the IDN variant TLD program. One particular item that we highlighted, which is that those panels and the program in general should include expertise from the policy aspects of things as well. That is currently a missing part at this point in the implementation phase, because looking at the panels that are being formed, especially the integration panel and the advisors to it, which we in the process, the council alerted to the team that policy expertise should be also included in those panels and or as advisors. That hasn't materialized at this point. So I wanted to bring the council's attention to that. The advisors and the integration panel is very stacked on technical expertise and Unicode and some language expertise as well, which is probably correctly so. However, we did highlight the importance of policy and how policy integrates with or gets into implementation, and that is a void right now. So I wanted to highlight to the council, and maybe that's another thing that we need to look at. The other thing is, which would be more squarely on policy related, is there are with the IDN variant TLD implementation. There is a couple of projects that is going to come out. It's called Project 7 and Project 8. They are actually implementing how IDN variants would be delegated and allocated to new gTLD applicants and how that whole process works. We haven't seen the draft yet, but I imagine there will be aspects of policy versus policy and implementation on that as well. So I think in general, I think the jig at a cross SO policy level working group, I think we have, I hope we have completed at least this round of work. So we're looking to close it. And I understand there is a motion put forward to do just that. But on the other hand, I think there are two items that, that I think will probably need immediate attention by the council in terms of the makeup of the panels that is working on the IDN variant TLDs, and second one that will come up very soon, which is the implementation of delegation and allocation of IDN variant TLDs. That's and those items we will those items will have to take it separate from the CCNSO, and so I guess we're going to kind of part ways, but and look into it ourselves.
Thanks, Edmund. Ching.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Edmund, for the update. I think Edmund, as one of the co-chairs, and Jane, as the other co-chairs, really deserve a round of applause in this room for the tremendous amount of work they put in this this IDN. And so I would, first of all, to see, if we can offer them a round of applause for their work. Yeah, actually, Edmund brought a couple points I'd like to follow up and echo, and especially the council should, first of all, consider potentially to appoint somebody or at least to have a liaison into this labor generation panel. This particular, Edmund has, rightly pointed out, as an advisor to oversee across multiple panels, it seems to me personally is very necessary. Last week, both Edmund and myself, we were at the what we call now the CGP, the Chinese Generation Panel. It seems that this generation panel, not only the Chinese to need to be involved at this stage, as Edmund pointed out, project number 7 and 8 is on the way of getting the right scripts to be put into the variant, a list of the variants. Also, now we are going to deal with the delegation part. Now the issue is not only for the Chinese, but the Japanese, the Korean, even the North Korean, from the Vietnamese and also from the Mongolian community. So it's expanding what was set. So I was really hoping, and as Edmund pointed out, that the GNSO potentially can appoint, if Edmund has the capacity and also still willing to lead, the GNSO at least can appoint somebody like Edmund can to actually serve on this this advisory role, and that's one. The other point I would like to point out is actually one of the three items that the JIG has been assigned to do is the first item, the single character IDN. As Edmund pointed out, and many of us in this room have gone through the process from the 2008 GNSO, the 20 GNSO recommendations. as opposed to the current or the up-to-date, the applicant guidebook, the implementation is not in line with what has been set out, at least for this IDN one character project. I'm not going to the detail out. Simply put it this way. It's supposed that in the 2008 or 2009, the recommendation was set to have the new GTLD program to review on the case-by-case basis of the one or two or three characters of the IDN, rather than just simply limit to two characters or above. It seems that we need to re-emphasize that on the policy level, the recommendation by the GNSO really didn't get picked up. ICANN or the ICANN staff for their implementations. This is one very good example of that. Let me stop here. I probably take too much of the time, but let me stop here. Just my points.
So we should move on, but where would you like to pick that point up on implementation? Where are you expecting to pick that up, Ching? Where is that going to be taken up?
Would you like me to maybe to emphasize that when we put the motion in front, or are you suggesting that in one particular session that I should do?
We have sessions with ICANN staff from the generic domains division, for example. I'm just wondering where that needs to be raised. It's easy enough to make the point here, and we get it, and then the question is how do we take it forward to Edmund, do you have a thought?
Yeah, I guess I'm not sure when we will actually come back and review what was in the policy and what got into the AGB. That's probably a bigger discussion, and probably this would fit into there as in kind of a review of what we set out as policies and what eventually got implemented. There are a number of things. Single character IDN TLD is one thing out of the IDN group. There are three or four items that were in the policy recommendations but eventually not implemented. So.
Okay, I got it. Thanks. Did someone want to respond specifically to that point? Because I've got Mikey next in the queue. Mikey, go ahead.
This is following right on behind what Ching and Edmund brought up. The vastness of my ignorance about this is beyond description. And so when I hear you two saying, we need some help from the GNSO on the policy side in terms of people volunteering. My first question was, what's the nature of the expertise that would be the most helpful? But then, Ching, when you were talking, I heard you say that maybe the option would be for us to endorse or nominate Edmund to fill that role. And that cheered me up a lot, if that's really what you're hoping for. So are these bodies that need a representative with deep policy expertise and that Edmund would be the person or a person that could fill that? Is that where you're headed?
That was my suggestion, and it was not being discussed before. We are seeing the need, and from the generation panel, they are also calling for policy experts to serve as an advisor to see across different generation panels. So that was.
So it's really
suggestion.
Two things. One is a few of these we need to talk about, and hopefully this goes in the no-brainer pile for me, but hopefully endorse Edmund to be put forward on some of those. But then you're in addition saying that there are other requirements for more policy participation in other panels. Is that right? And or is it all one? And that's what I was trying to.
Yeah, just to clarify, I was suggesting that the council should have a liaison or advisor on the just across the different generation panel. So that's okay. Just one. thing.
And Edmund, I'm looking at you. Is this something you want to do? Because if it is, then it falls off the no-brainer for me. But I just want to make sure this is something that aligns with your goals, too.
Yeah, I thank you, Mike. And yes, I'm interested to serve, and I think I'll probably I hope I can do a good job there. The problem, I shouldn't say problem, but the situation there is a process for at the ICANN staff team on the implementation of this generation panels. And the integration panel has been appointed. There are 5 persons on it, and 3 additional advisors have been appointed as well. And all of them, most of them are Unicode experts or language experts or technical experts. At least from the roster right now, I don't see anybody who has more expertise on the policy side of things. Which I think the next question then is how could we bring this up to the staff team and perhaps from the council. Make a suggestion going forward. That's really what I'm proposing, and I guess.
Right. So my suggestion. Sorry to jump in quickly. So the one potential venue is that during the wrap up on Thursday, we can bring this up and officially.
Yeah, let me make a process point here. I mean, so the way this works, as far as I can see it, is when and if there are suggestions, like Ching's very good suggestion here, the intention is that those are picked up by Lars and Marika, who are keeping a close track on what we might call action items. Those are then collectively hoovered up on the Thursday wrap-up session, and we'll take an action item. So that strikes me as the way. So it's on the table. As you rightly point out, Mikey, this seems like a no-brainer, but actually in the interim, there'll also be an opportunity to discuss this potentially with staff on the way through our weekend sessions, and then we sort of vacuum it up in the final event in the wrap-up session. So you got it. Any other comments or questions, Mary?
Thanks, Jonathan, and not necessarily on the last point, but just for the council and the community, since this may be a relatively uncharted territory for some folks. As Edmund says, on the variant project, there is a staff project going on that, and a lot of the expertise that's been requested has been on the technical side. Generally speaking, however, there's still going to be an opportunity for the community to contribute because each of these LGR panels, and the plan is for LGR panels in 17 different languages, if I'm not mistaken. So even if you're not a linguistics expert in, you know, Arabic or Chinese or something, each of these panels is going to come up with recommendations that will go to public comment. And then all of these 17 will then be looked at by the integration panel that Edmund and Ching mentioned, and there'll be opportunities to contribute there. On the universal acceptance point, there is going to be a community session on Monday that the JIG is co-sponsoring, and that is a more general discussion because the question there is, what is the proper role for ICANN in ensuring universal acceptance, not just of IDNs, but of all TLDs, which is an issue that goes beyond ICANN and involves the technical community and the industry, and the ICANN staff managing that project are really looking for community input and suggestions. So there's a Monday session on that, and I believe ALAC is also having a discussion on that on the IDN side of things on Wednesday. So please look out for those on the schedule.
Thanks, Mary. John, are you still in the queue?
Yeah, this is John Rouard. In asking Edmund to take on this responsibility, are we breaking new ground? Is this the first time the council has done such a thing, or is there a history of this kind of thing?
Good question. I don't know is the short answer. I mean, I was seeing it as a prospective GNSO liaison, but yeah, I mean, not as opposed to a council liaison, but and it may be new ground. I don't know if anyone's got any comment or thought on that, but it doesn't feel particularly groundbreaking. It's just making sure that we're keeping a close eye on things through the cycle. And I suppose one general issue that this highlighted to me was, as in our oversight and management function, is this theme, this continuous theme of notwithstanding the work that's going on in the policy and implementation working group, is to keep a continuous eye on, within our own working groups and within our, from our own supervisory perspective, on implementation. Mikey.
I think that the one way to think of this is that in the implementation review team concept that's being implemented now, the notion is that a member or members of the working group that produced the original policy should participate in an implementation review team as the policy is being implemented. And certainly that could be a vehicle for this to happen. This gets back to my point earlier that the implementation process is very green and very untested and somewhat unreliable. And I think the points that Ching makes echo some of the experiences that I've had in other policies where my ignorance isn't quite so vast, where the policymaking group comes up with a bunch of ideas, they work very hard, they come up with a policy, and then the implementation loses the track. And so to the extent that we can inject members of the policymaking group, like Edmund, into that process to bring it back on track, it's not groundbreaking at all. It's actually quite mundane.
Okay, so that seems like a natural point to close the session. I just echo Ching's thanks to Edmund. I mean, Edmund's carried this torch in so many ways, but in a leadership role, in a practical role, sometimes on his own, and so, you know, it was fully appropriate that we gave him the round of applause and thanks that we did. So thank you, Edmund. Thanks for coming today, and thanks for all of your hard work to date. Right, we can stop the recording on that session.